Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. Training camp 2025, day two is also in the books now. Good practice, as usual. Is there any day where you go, like, just bad practice?
Yes, absolutely. And this wasn't necessarily a bad practice for the offense. I think it was just a really good practice for the defense. And the offense, you'll hear from D'Amico and others as we move along. The defense was what we thought it was. But, yeah, man, I've seen some stinkers out here. If we're being honest,
today was not one of those by any stretch.
They haven't seen one yet, so no. keep it going.
Very good. Yeah, absolutely. That's been a really great thing, is seeing an early efficiency, propensity to be really good about getting your work done. And I think hopefully, now I'm doing too much, trying to stretch it. Hopefully that'll mean that you'll get a good Houston Texans team all season long. Yeah, we'll see what that ultimately looks like. But this is preferable to the alternative. Also preferable to the alternative, the Astros sweep the Arizona Diamondbacks in Arizona with a 4-3 victory yesterday. And we talked about this, a little bit of a day game, getaway game. Mm-hmm. We talked about it when we saw the lineup, and we were like, hey, man,
yeah,
this looks like the Space Cowboys mm-hmm. out there that they sent out to play in Arizona. And yet and still, a victory nonetheless. And, I mean, there's obviously a lot of people to give credit to, and we will talk about all those, including, namely, a certain Brandon Walter getting out there, giving you 7 innings of one-run baseball, which, yeah. To be fair, I do appreciate, was Keith on the YouTube page asking the question, hey, you know, he had only thrown 82 at that point. Could you have also left him out there a little bit longer? Because a couple of runs did score for the Diamondbacks in the 8th. But, you know, neither here nor there, because, again, another victory, and it is Joe Espada at the helm, pulling strings. Cam Smith, Altuve, both get the day off, still getting a victory with Taylor Trammell mm-hmm. leading off. Like, it's just, there's a level of appreciation that we have to give to Joe Espada and this Houston Astros leadership, because they keep getting the job done to the tune of now being tied for the best record in all of the American League.
Yeah, let's pause here for a second and do something that we just truly, and it's our fault, it's fans' fault, it's baseball writers' fault that haven't done this, that we haven't done really enough of, and that is, let's appreciate Joe Espada. It's always easy to blame the manager, you know, good or bad. I mean, the Astros were on their way to World Series, and, you know, we were talking about Dusty this, A.J. Hinch, you know, oh, boy, what did he do, how he's handling, you know, back in the 2019 World Series, et cetera. The manager in baseball is always one of the more talked-about issues, and very rarely in a very positive light. I hope Astros fans realize, because I had this sort of, you know, light bulb moment yesterday as I'm watching this. Let's go back to what you just laid out. They put out what, by all rights, was a largely minor league lineup yesterday.
Hell, I heard Sean talking about this morning, and he's probably not wrong. If you had seen this lineup in spring training, you'd have been like, all right, this is, you know, split squad, maybe even type yeah, lineup that you've yeah. been seeing out here.
But in doing that, he sat Jose Altuve and Cam Smith.
Which I think they had as a planned rest day.
Well, they said it was a planned rest
still
day.
Still bold.
Yeah, but yeah, those things can tend to change if, you know, if you're injured and your lineup is not what you hope it is, and you're trying to get a sweep and you're trying to get to the top of the American League, as you mentioned, tied for the best record. It happens all the time where a manager goes, hey, can you go? I really need you. And they do, especially a young player like Cam. And he didn't. Joe Espada clearly is a guy that – and this is not to criticize Dusty, as we were just talking about, or A.J. Hinch.
Here you go.
No, it's not.
I know.
It's all on Dusty.
I think it's more my point is, Joe Espada is not afraid to do things that Dusty Baker and A.J. Hinch, you know, hesitated to do. And that is, don't be unafraid to be flexible, to adapt, to be light on his feet, so to speak, in his managerial decisions. And we saw it in living color yesterday, you know, with this lineup. But beyond that, let's talk about being flexible playing small ball, baby.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Did I text you guys when this one happened? I think I texted you guys
no.
earlier in the series with Bunts, but
it was your other show.
I am very much – what are you talking about? What happened there? What was I just accused of?
Yeah.
Did you just make me like a man in the 70s who has two families, one across town? Is that what you just made me?
I think you're a Mormon radio host.
Whoa! Hold on. Wait a minute. I don't appreciate that particular. But going back to the bunts, man, I think that also
that's flexibility.
But not just that. I think that's understanding the situation. You got Zach Short coming up, and then right immediately after him. Oh my goodness! Of course, off the top of my head, I forget who was immediately after.
It was Tremel.
Tremel starting out the back top, and it's like, look, I know what these guys are. Tremel, who I mean, he was 1-for-3 on the day because of that bunt. But he'd seen a lot of pitches. You bring him up, and you're like, hey. These guys, I don't necessarily view as guys that are like going to be incredible swinging the bat. We need something.
Yeah.
Let's use the speed that these guys have. Let's use what they have. Hey, put down a good bunt. Go out there and you a couple of bunts and you play a little small ball. And you ultimately get the run that you need.
Yeah, and so that's a Joe Espada appreciation point, as is the lineup and not being able to just keep his guys down, showing some confidence in the lineup that he did put out there. They produce. They end up winning. He plays small ball, which I don't think a lot of managers in this era would ever do. Back-to-back bunts? Back-to-back bunts?
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
The real sick part is that it worked both times. Like, at some point, I also look over there at the other dugout, and I go, hey, man, what's happening with y'all?
Yeah.
Why y'all can't field a bunt and get your out there?
And then on top of all that, the confidence to be able to, and this is pitching staff, coaching staff as well. Brandon Walter all of a sudden was like, come on, he's good. He was good yesterday. And then Christian Walker, we know he's had his bad moments. He's not having the most amazing year, but seems to be coming around, puts him out there, gets a big hit from Walker as well. I mean,
doesn't just put him out there. Christian Walker was hitting in the three hole yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, I think they've pulled a lot of the right strings. And look, there's places to absolutely criticize. I think the YouTube is doing a good job of bringing up some things, right? Like, obviously, you could say that he cost Walter a win by not bringing him back out there. Bennett Sousa's been pretty good this season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I hate the idea there. And especially, you don't want to, I don't think you want to overwork Brandon Walter.
Exactly.
Your starting pitching rotation, we've talked about it time and time again. I understand how they're trying to manage that. But you got to give him credit. I think it was Adam Spillane on Twitter that was talking about this, and I really did value this. At some point, we just got to the Astros and the way that they build up pitching is goated, right? Like, this is a 29-year-old cat in Brandon Walter that is,
he's been up and down twice in the last 2 years.
And here he is giving you 7 innings of one-run baseball. And, he's been pretty solid for you continuously all year.
What,
3.6-something ERA? 3.35 ERA after this one, the organization deserves a lot of credit for these things and being able to, being able to span the gap here from the 7-1-3. Y'all think the bunts were called by the manager? I would have to imagine
he said
so.
It. We have the cut.
In fact, here we go. Cut 3, Joe Espada. How did those bunts come about?
Yeah, there's more behind it, but I can't share here. But, we talked about it before the inning started. It gets on, you run him over, and Matthews on that push bunt trying to get a guy over to third, even though he's swinging the bat really well, but just trying to get guys just move down the line.
Appreciate Joe Espada. He's had a hell of a year.
He has.
He should be the leader for manager of the year, all things considered. 17 guys on the IL. Oh, yeah. We didn't even mention that. And your manager is finagling the best record in American League.
All right. On the YouTube page, Christian Walker struck out 3 times and left runners on base all game before that hit. So excuse me if I don't praise him. Okay, I hear you on that. However, one of the things that I will point to is, Christian Walker got how many 5 hits in that series, being, I guess, in a way, back to his previous home in Arizona. And if you look at his splits over the last 14 days, he's swinging the bat pretty well. Last 7 days, .346 batting average with a .952 OPS. Does this feel like the jump start for you, or am I doing a little too much?
It might be doing a little too much. What I'm saying, though, is the confidence the managers had. He did come up with a big hit. It is fascinating to me. I think the text board and the YouTube stream are kind of illustrating what I said at the very beginning. People are just hell-bent on not giving the manager full credit when it's so easy to criticize. And we're seeing it here. I mean, some people are giving him a lot of credit, but a lot of people are like, excuse me for not crediting. Oh, are you sure he called it? Yes and yes. He's doing a hell of a job, man. And this is a good day to talk about it because it was illustrated yesterday.
Yeah. And so ultimately, the biggest thing that we look at when we talk about a manager, I know that process matters. We're out here. I know Nick Caserio, would, if he was sitting in front of us, he'd be like,
stack days.
Process, stack days, other cliches. But yeah, process matters. But also, it's a results-oriented business. And right now, the results are looking very good for your Houston Astros to the tune of the tie, now tied for the best record in the American League, as you mentioned, with 17 players on the actively on the injured list as of this moment on the injured list. It's incredible what this team has done, and they get back at it tonight. Like, there's no rest, and it's one of the reasons why you made sure to get rest for Altuve and Cam Smith headed into a four game set versus the Athletics, who are coming into town at Daikin Park. That gets going tonight for your Astros. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including a big-time passing in the worlds of sports entertainment. We'll talk about that and more next.